You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From what's happening in the market, to the latest on LPG subsidy, to the confusion around COVID-19 vaccines, I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. Let's get started with the top headlines of September 22nd, and as we progress, I'll share more details. UK has added Covishield to the approved vaccine list in its updated travel advisory. However, confusion reigns as India is still not on the eligibility list. In another update on Covishield, a report says that India is likely to allow a smaller gap between AstraZeneca vaccine doses that are being sold out privately. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson says that its booster dose prompts a strong response. In the market, Sensex and Nifty today ended with minor cuts, while media and realty stocks surged. Zee Entertainment has signed a merger deal with Sony Pictures India. Moving on, an internal assessment by the government shows that LPG consumers are ready to pay as much as 1,000 rupees per cylinder. First up, a look at UK's approval to the Covishield vaccine against coronavirus. The UK government said that Serum Institute of India's Covishield has qualified as an approved vaccine against COVID-19. This was part of the revised travel advisory issued by the UK. However, India is not yet on UK's list of 17 approved countries. It's because the UK still does not recognize the Covin certificate, and Indians will still have to take tests on arrival and quarantine for 10 days. There has been no change for Indian nationals since the country was moved to the amber list based on the level of COVID risk. So there is a lack of clarity over whether Indians vaccinated with any vaccines in India, including Covishield, fall within UK's eligibility criteria or not. Sources in the government have told CNBC TV 18 that Centre is not satisfied with UK's decision to recognise Covishield but not Covin. They said that India has been asking UK to recognise India's vaccine certificate for the past few months and will again take up the issue. Moving on to more updates on COVID vaccines. Sources have told Reuters that India is likely to allow a smaller gap between AstraZeneca COVID vaccine doses for inoculations that are being carried out privately. They said that private hospitals and clinics may give their paying patients the option to receive their second dose of vaccine 4 weeks after the first, down from 12 and 16 weeks currently. However, for the government's program, the ideal gap remains 12 weeks. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson has released data that shows a booster dose to its one-shot coronavirus vaccine provides a strong immune response months after people receive their first dose. The pharma firm's global head of research and development said that a booster shot of Johnson & Johnson vaccine further increases antibody responses among study participants who had previously received their vaccine. The company is in talks with regulators including US Food and Drug Administration, the European Medicines Agency, and others regarding using booster doses. Next up, a look at the market. Indian equity benchmark indices ended today's volatile session flat amid weakness across Asian markets. The Sensex fell 77 points to 58,920, while the Nifty ended 15 points lower at 17,546. Among sectoral indices, Nifty Media rallied the most, over 13%, followed by realty, metal, auto, and IT indices, while selling was seen in private bank and financial services indices. The broader markets outperformed the benchmarks as the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Small-Cap 100 indices closed over 1% higher. Meanwhile, Zee Entertainment has signed a merger deal with Sony Pictures Network India Private Limited. While Puneet Goenka will continue to provide services to the merged company as MD and CEO for a period of 5 years, promoters of Sony will have the right to appoint the majority of directors to the merged firm. Zee Entertainment will hold 47% stake, while Sony India will hold nearly 53% stake in the merged company. Zee's shares surged 31% after the company's board approved the merger deal, whereas the stock price hit a 52-week high of ₹355 apiece intraday. Moving on to the latest on the government's LPG subsidy plans. Sources say that an internal assessment by the government has shown that consumers of LPG cylinders are willing to pay as much as 1,000 rupees per cylinder. However, as of now, there is no clarity within the government on providing a subsidy after LPG prices shot up. Though the government is yet to firm up on the subsidy, sources say that it is clear that the threshold of annual income of up to rupees 10 lakh is set to go. The government is looking to either stay with the status quo on subsidy or identify economically weaker consumers under the Ujjwala scheme for subsidy. It must be noted that no subsidy has been provided to LPG consumers in a few markets since May 2020, when the crude prices crashed on account of the coronavirus pandemic. At one point, select districts in 15 states were getting subsidy, but now only 8 states and union territories like Ladakh, Lakshadweep, and a few eastern states are awaiting the LPG subsidy. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any question or suggestion, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.